It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We explore wife-carrying races that trace a history to Finland, and now we're popping up at Wisconsin community events, and there's space to talk. Call in with a question or comments, 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Justine Raessler is one half of the reigning North American wife-carrying championship team. Justine, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, Caleb Raessler here as well, the other half of the team, and they live in Waukesha. Caleb, welcome.
Yeah, good morning. Thank you so much for having us.
Good morning. So describe a typical wife-carrying competition for those of us who've never witnessed one.
Yeah, well, it's a really cool event. It's definitely a spectator sport, believe it or not. The atmosphere is kind of unlike, you know, many races I've participated in my life, in terms of there's fans lined the whole course and just cheering you on and just wanting to see kind of the event itself. But effectively, it only takes about, you know, around a minute. It's a fast race. You go over a couple hurdles, you run through water pit, and obviously wife carrying, you're carrying your wife on your back. You can do a piggyback ride. You can do a fireman's carry. You can do something that's called the Estonian carry, where basically it's kind of like a different version of a piggyback ride. And yeah, you run and you kind of try to jump over these hurdles and run through a little water pit and just do it as fast as you can, or just have as much fun as you can.
What happens if you drop your Justine as you go through an obstacle?
Well, the
He's
immediate
in big
impact. Exactly.
Yeah, well, Siri, I mean, are there disqualifications, or do you just put them back on? How does it work?
There's a time penalty. It's 5 to 10 seconds, I think, depending on the course, somewhere around there. So there's definitely a time and penalty and incentive not to drop them. But yeah, as Justine said, most importantly, you're kind of in big trouble at home, so you definitely try to avoid it.
Justine, go ahead.
I was just going to say, a lot of the people who are getting carried do wear helmets, because sometimes it can be, people can get hurt depending on, you know, how they are dropped or where they're dropped at. So I do wear a helmet when we race, just in case.
How did the idea of taking part in a wife carrying race first occur to you two? Justine, go ahead.
Yeah, so that's actually more on Caleb. He had heard about like the craziest competitions on ESPN a while ago, I think. And then, yeah, we ended up, it was like, I don't know, was that 10 years ago or so? And then we just kind of forgot about it. And then, yeah, here we are trying it again.
Can you walk through the different ways to be carried, Justine, and in which way works best for you?
Sure. Yeah. As Caleb said before, like there's a couple different ways people do it. And the way we prefer is it's called the Estonian, and it's basically like a piggyback upside down. So like my head is up against his back, and then my legs are wrapped around his neck, basically. So it's the most effective carry, and I try to squeeze tight and make it like a backpack almost, so I'm not bouncing around, which makes it easier on both of us.
Okay, I can see that. And then a fireman's carry, what would that be?
Is that just on the shoulders, Caleb? I think that's just on the shoulders.
That's just on top of your shoulders, yeah.
Okay. Caleb, yeah. How much advantage in this sport is determined by the height and the weight of competitors?
I definitely think it's a big deal. You know, if you go see the winners, you know, they put the top three or four couples on a podium. You know, you're going to see taller gentlemen like myself with, you know, a wife that's much shorter. So, you know, there's not much way around that. But, you know, there's been some, you know, people come in all shapes and sizes. And, you know, surprisingly, there was a guy who's a strong man from Maine who won a couple of years, and he was very short and very muscular and very powerful guy. So, but yeah, there's definitely, that stuff definitely plays an aspect. And there's different courses too. The championships, they're at a ski resort, so it's a very steep hill, so you have to be able to run up and down a hill, whereas like the one in Wisconsin is very flat.
What about openness here? Are same-sex couples welcome in this competition?
Yeah, they, you know, it feels like it's a very welcoming event, right? Like, you know, there's only some percentage of people who show up that are, you know, trying to run as fast as they can and think they have a shot to win the race. And then there's a lot of people that wear costumes, and you know, the fans are just trying to see wipeouts and see people fall in the water, and it's a fun event. You'll see some, you know, you'll see some high school kids, some buddies carrying each other. You'll see all sorts of variations of people just saying, hey, could we even get through the course carrying each other? So they're pretty open to anybody participating. They don't take themselves too seriously.
Caleb and Justine Raisler of Waukesha, they're two-time North American wife-carrying champions. And you can call in with a question, share your thoughts at any point. The number to join in is 800-642-1234. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We learn about the world of wife-carrying contests and how this Finnish sport is spreading to Wisconsin. Justine and Caleb Raisler of Waukesha are two-time North American wife-carrying champions, and you can be part of the discussion. Call in with a question, share your views at 800-642-1234, email ideas at WPR.org. So, Caleb, in October, you and Justine won for the second year in a row the North American Wife Carrying Championships that were held at a resort in Maine. What did you win?
Yeah, it's kind of a fun gift. You know, you win your wife's weight in beer. So they put you, they put her on a teeter tot and they balance it out with beer. And, the, you know, the crowd tries to encourage them to give more and more. And so it's a fun event. And then for us, we have to fly home. So you share the wealth. So, you know, a lot of times the winners just give out the beer to the crowd. So that's one half of the gift. And then the second half is your wife's weight times five in dollars. So that, you know, that helps pay for part of the trip, which is nice.
Justine, how do you feel about your weight determining the winnings?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's, I just think it's kind of funny. I think you kind of know going into it, if you're kind of qualifying to win, that that's just going to kind of be part of it. But yeah, I mean, if we're winning money, I think it's great.
Well, in terms of training, how do you train for wife carrying races, Caleb?
You know, so I think it's some mix of, you know, just running for cardio fitness, lifting weights, and then doing some more intense sprints. And I think for any individual, you just want to see which of those you enjoy the most, which of the ones you feel like you see the most progress. You know, we all react a little bit different to exercise. So it's just a good balance of those three things. The course is pretty hilly. So for this event in particular, we live on a hill. So, you know, just try to do a fair amount of hill running.
Justine, do your athletic backgrounds as runners and swimmers help during these events?
I mean, to be honest, I'm not doing much of the work besides hanging on for dear life. but I mean, I think obviously being a tad bit more petite is useful, you know, in a competition like this one.
So let's talk about the origins here. Caleb, this sport comes from Finland, and some of the legends say it started with this Finnish man in the 1800s known as Rokainen the Robber. This gang of thieves reportedly stole food and abducted women from neighboring villages. What is your understanding of the history?
No, I've heard the same story, you know, on the website. We first researched the race as well. You know, that the one version is that was just mimicking that, and it took off. Another version was that's how they trained to perform that task. So it definitely has a interesting origin, and you know, hopefully to the best of their ability, they've made light of that and try to repurpose it for a little bit more lighthearted, fun purpose.
Justine, what do you make of that history that reenacts a practice that was extremely brutal to women? How do you process that?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just one of, I agree. I think it's great to be able to put a good positive spin on it. But I mean, yeah, I hope that the legend is wrong and that's just not what happened, but unfortunate if it was.
Let's look to the future of this sport. Are there sponsorships involved or any sponsorships happening on the horizon?
Not that we know of, I guess. You know, if we end up going to Finland, for the world championship that would help the cost. But as of right now, no, I think it's just a fun thing that Caleb and I like to do for a couple's getaway, I guess.
Caleb, do you anticipate this could become an Olympic demonstration sport one day?
I don't think so. I think there's even like some of the more serious sports like obstacle racing and stuff. I think they've had their challenges to get a new sport. So, I don't think it'll become that serious. It only attracts a pretty niche audience.
We're talking about wife carrying competitions, which has its origins in Finland. And we have the two-time North American champions, Justine and Caleb Raisler of Waukesha. You can join in with your questions. You can add some comments along the way, 800-642-1234. Perhaps this is tongue-in-cheek, but Paul from Summit called. Paul wonders, what happens in a race if the couple has an argument that morning before the race?
Yeah, that would be unfortunate.
So, yeah, I would imagine because there is a lot of teamwork here involved, Caleb.
Yeah.
How do you two get psyched up for the race? How do you work together?
Yeah, well, Justine sold herself short earlier. The wife has to have good balance and she has to hang on tight. And I can tell you from the first time we practice it, if she doesn't, it's so much harder. So she does a great job and it definitely takes some effort for her to have that kind of bravery. But yeah, in terms of motivation, the first time we ever did it, she said, "You better win and you better not drop me." And that's all the motivation I need to know. Those are my goals.
What is the most difficult obstacle for you to get through, Caleb? What is the one that is trickiest?
I would say, when you're running through the water pit, if the water's deep and it's really muddy, it's just you can't really maintain momentum. You have to really slow down. So that's just the hardest part.
Okay, so it's the water. And then if you have you dropped Justine? Like, what has that situation been like?
We've done three races. There's been no dropping. I would say this last time it was super rainy. We have a good friend who's done this race like 28 years in Maine, and he said it was the muddiest he'd ever seen it. So practically every competitor slipped on some level. We slipped a little bit. So Justine for the first time got her head wet, which wasn't great. But thankfully we've been safe. And for the most part, when you watch the races, I've never seen anything in person serious in terms of injury.
How do you think you would do at the wife carrying world championships in Finland?
I think we'd have a decent chance of competing for the title, just based on history, the people that have won the main one have went over and done well. But again, we don't take it too serious. We try to run as fast as we can because we like the challenge, but we just try to have fun and enjoy the experience.
Justine, do you have an eye on the future of one day competing in Finland?
Yeah, I think it would actually be a really fun event. I mean, I think it'd be fun to go over and be able to travel and do that kind of stuff as a secondary part of it. So that's kind of more of a motivation. But yeah, the course itself, it's just different, which is kind of the fun part about it. Every state kind of does a different course. But I think it would be fun, and I do think Keob has a where we have a really good chance at it. He's pretty suited for that kind of stuff, so.
I
Yeah,
understand.
We'll see.
Yeah, I understand you also are juggling small kiddos at home. How do they process like mom and dad's sport? Like, how do you talk about it with the kids?
Yeah, so our oldest daughter thinks it's super fun. And she's seen us race once so far. And then our younger ones are too young to kind of know what's going on. But yeah, we do a couple, just practices, and our daughter finds it to be kind of funny. So
She's probably like, why don't you just hold all of us for practice?
I think a lot of people who kind of don't understand the sport are all thinking the same thing, like, why are you doing this?
So in terms of like, as you do these competitions, Caleb, are there points for winning or some accrual of win system through a season? I mean, could you track through a season?
Not to my knowledge. I don't think there is. There's, you'll find some local ones throughout throughout the country that just offer, and it's just kind of, again, you win the prize at the end of the race if you do win, and that's all you're really competing for. And then obviously they have the North American Championship and they have a World Championship, but you mm-hmm. know, there's a couple of people that are really into it that'll go to all the major races in a year, but I don't think anything really carries over from one race to the next.
In our final moments together, how could Wisconsin further embrace wife-carrying competitions?
Honestly, you know, the Monona course in outside of Madison is pretty amazing. They kind of sold us on the experience. I mean, it was way, way better than we expected. So we're like, wow, this is just a fun thing to do to bond as a couple. Like, we both really enjoy it, and it's just a, you know, fun experience. So I think anybody who attends that experience, you know, I'd recommend it. It's super fun to watch as a spectator, and they have an announcer, and they just make a great time of it. So I don't think there's a ton more they can do. You know, you could obviously advertise it more if you wanted, but I think they do a good job advertising that Monona Festival. So,
well, thank you both for joining us.
Thank you so much for having us on.
Caleb and Justine Raisler of Waukesha, they're two-time North American wife-carrying champions. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.